interview.
I'm speaking with Nick Savoy, creator of Love Systems, which you can read about at lovesystems.com. So, Nick, you say on your website that you can teach any man to seduce beautiful women. So, we wanted to get some advice from you for gamer geeks on how to pick up babes at E3 and Comic-Con.
Well, I think those are both going to be a lot of fun, and those are both going to be good challenges because the ratio's a little bit skewed at some of these conventions.
Yeah, definitely.
But as a gamer myself, I know that it can be done. E3, unfortunately, I heard we're not having booth babes, but there's still going to be a lot of cute girls that go to these conferences, and there's always great after parties that if you can get invited to some of the VIP lists and stuff like that. I think the trick is not to be just another gamer and not to have the girl in the computer lab syndrome. I think the beautiful women that do go to these things tend to get swamped by a lot of undesirable geeky attention, so it pays to be different.
So a lot of gamers, you know, sort of the standard attire is, you know, just the jeans and some funky old, you know, Disgaea t-shirt or something.
So exactly.
Do you have any wardrobe advice? Like, how do you...
Well, how you dress plays a huge role in how a woman's going to look at you, because an attractive woman doesn't have time to meet every single guy who looks at her. So she's going to make some judgments based on, you know, how you carry yourself and, among other things, your clothes. So definitely dress fashionable. One thing that I recommend for guys is to wear at least one interesting, unusual item. It might be a pendant, it might be, you know, a giant oversized watch, or something that gives a woman an excuse to ask you about it, and also can create a conversation piece.
And that'll help you stand out from all those other sort of sweaty nerds who are...
Exactly. I mean, taking time for your appearance isn't selling out. It's showing that you put care into yourself and how you live your life, and that's something that women are looking for.
So, I mean, just the fact that you're at E3 in the first place, it kind of gives away that you're a giant nerd. You know, so how do you kind of mitigate that?
That's okay. Don't play it down. I mean, you're at E3 for a reason. Women are attracted to passion. Somebody who's talking passionately about his interest in games is going to be far more attractive to a woman than a guy who's not really into it talking about his racing cars. Women are attracted to passion, emotion, ambition, and goals. And heck, if you're meeting a girl at E3, I mean, she's there too. So it's not like it's something you have to hide.
Uh-huh. Okay, so your website has something like 26 CDs for sale. So how long do you think it would take to turn a gamer, you know, from a geek into a Lothario?
My book, Magic Bullets, which you can get on the website, lovesystems.com, has a chapter called Simple System You Can Use Tonight. And if you read that for 20 minutes, you're going to be dramatically better. I mean, it depends on where you start, but if you're the kind of guy that normally goes out and doesn't have a lot of success with women, that will at least get you to phone numbers.
All right, so 20 minutes will get the guy laid.
get you to a phone number.
Okay.
You have to read the rest of the book to catch it all.
Okay. Okay. So say you're at one of these things, and
yep.
there's a beautiful woman all, you know, dressed up in cosplay, you know. Should you approach her and talk to her like in character, or should you try to like find out about the real woman behind the chainmail bra?
I said definitely the latter. I mean, you can make some jokes and role play with, you know, by talking in character, but if it goes on too long, then you're playing a role, and you're not getting to know her as a woman. You're getting to know her as the character, and that's, you know, a woman. That's not likely to lead to success. So if you've got, you know, a funny opening line that has to do with her character that you don't think she's heard 1,000 times before that day, then absolutely go for it. But there's no requirement that you do. I mean, you can just talk to her as a normal person. You know, get her, ask her opinion on something. We find that guys that aren't used to approaching women they don't know, we find something called the opinion opener to be a great set of training wheels. So you can point at your friend and say, hey, look, we're planning a surprise party for my friend over there. We're trying to decide between an 80s theme and a jungle theme. What do you think? And that's a pretty costless way of starting a conversation. If you're nervous approaching women in general, that's something that can be easy to do, and it gets you in there under the radar and gets you in a conversation with her without approaching her with an obvious pickup agenda.
So it's getting her talking about herself and what she likes.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting the conversation. And then the important thing is not to start giving her compliments before she has done something to show that she's interested in you, whether it's just, you know, laughing and giggling or touching you or asking you questions about yourself. Before that, any of that happens, don't compliment her.
Okay. So if you're so you see this hot cosplayer, you know, if you go up and ask for a picture with her, is that pretty much just
is that like
shooting yourself in the foot? Like, she's just gonna go like, ah, oh, this dweeb's gonna go home and rub one out to this, you know? Like is that just a no-no? Or
The rubbing one out's taking that a little further than I might have gone, but yeah, it's social death.
Okay.
You know what? All you're doing by that is communicating to her that, you know, you're not experienced with beautiful women. Beautiful women aren't a normal part of your life. You see her as having some special value. You want to go have your picture taken with her. Absolutely not. A fun thing to do would be to walk up to her and ask her to take a picture of you and your friends.
So flip the script a little bit on her.
Yeah, exactly. Especially if one of your friends is a woman.
Uh-huh.
Women love competition.
So going in for the photo is not, like, that's not a valid technique.
Terrible.
To try to get close enough to talk to her.
It's a terrible, terrible idea.
Okay. And what if she catches you staring at the milk bar? Is that done? I mean, is that...
Try to keep your eyes above the horizon.
Okay. Plenty of time for that later, right?
Exactly. I mean, that's actually a good point. I mean, even if you find someone interesting and you get into really interesting conversation with them, don't play tourist in her life. If things work out, you'll have plenty of time to indulge your curiosity about every aspect of her, but never turn a pickup into an interview where you're just giving her a barrage of questions.
Because, yeah, you know, gamers spend a lot of time in, you know, make-believe worlds with make-believe women.
Yeah.
Or if they play Warcraft, they spend a lot of time with dudes pretending to be women.
Yeah,
so
that's
gotta be a little awkward, you know?
That could be awkward with dudes pretending to be women, but I also know of the number of online romances that began on Warcraft, so it can work.
It can work, yeah. So, okay, so say you're at E3 or you're at Comic-Con and some cute PR girl gives you her business card. When is it appropriate to call her up and ask her out, or to, you know, to use that number for personal reasons?
I'd say, depending on the nature of your conversation, as early as the next day, if it's a social one. If she gives you her card so you guys can hang out, then call the next day. I mean, this whole waiting 3-4 days, there's really no point to that. All that does is give her a chance to meet lots of other guys in the meantime, and your impression on her will gradually fade. If it's more like, hey, we were talking about this PR thing, drop me a line sometime, then you can afford to wait until, you know, early or mid the next week before dropping her a line.
Right. How do you sort out those signals, you know, to figure out whether she's, you know, whether she's actually kind of hot for you or whether she's just trying to get a good review of her game?
Well, women can be difficult to understand with what they say, but it's very difficult to lie with the body language. So, for example, if you're talking to a woman and laughing and joking with her, and you reach out and touch her arm to make a point, if she's interested in you, it is extremely likely that the next thing she says, she'll touch you back. It's this subconscious, what we call the physical conversation. And it's a great, it's like a cheat code. You get to find out exactly where you are with the woman. And we have tons of these. We have a couple hundred routines, which are things that you know, scripts you can use word for word to test, to develop attraction and to test attraction. And we put them on our website at the Love Systems Routines Manual.
Great. That's got to be really handy. So it's, if I do this and she responds this way, then I know on a subconscious level there's something else going on there.
Exactly.
As opposed to she's just trying to make me remember her so that I'll go, oh, remember that game with the elf and the dragon? Oh, and that really hot PR girl?
Exactly. And there is,
and try to get an exclusive.
Well, and there is a lot of that. I mean, there are a lot of places in the world where, you know, people hire beautiful women to try to sell their products, but they're still women, and they still respond the way other women do. And since what we teach at Love Systems is based on universal female psychology, it works just as well on them. So I'm thinking of, like, bartenders, hostesses, even dancers.
Oh, okay. Okay, so when you know, at E3, you go to a game demo, and it's usually really short, maybe 10 to 15 minutes. Is that really enough time to make a sexy impression on her?
Yeah, all you need is about 3 to 5 minutes. It's something like this in a high-energy environment. You're just looking for the opportunity to see her again. So you got to come in, make an impression, make her work for it for a minute or so. So once she's attracted to you, make her jump through a couple of your hoops, and then exchange your contact information and get out of there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not the kind of environment where you have the freedom to talk to her for a couple hours at a time.
Right. And so say you do get to that that drinks after the show stage, you know, you get into one of the VIP parties, something like that. How do you progress it then to the next step? Now you're out of the show environment, you're in more of a sort of a purely social environment. So how do you move it along?
Well, then it's game on. Then it's no different from any other time that you have. I mean, the hardest thing with a beautiful woman is separating her from her friends, from her, you know, her job, from her role, from all the things that limit her from being able to get to know you and to be able to enjoy herself. So once you're out with, you know, you're out having drinks with her at the party or whatever, it's pure, you know, it's pure seduction. So some of the things you do there would be still maintaining yourself as a bit of a challenge. So you can give her a compliment, but you can't be fawning all over her. You have to show that you are have a person of social value. Women respond to social value the way that men respond to looks. So if you're a guy that's just totally focused on her at the VIP party, that doesn't have a lot of value. But if you're somebody who can talk to anybody, you can make introductions, you seem to be having a good time, people like you, people are looking at you, that's somebody who has social value. So paradoxically, if you try a little less hard when you're out with her, you'll do a little better.
Interesting, the less is more approach.
That's very true.
Huh. Great. Well, I mean, as you astutely pointed out at the beginning of the conversation, the ratio of men to women at these things is very skewed. So how do you kind of overcome that fatigue? You know, that she's, you know, getting the cheesy pickup lines.
Use it to your advantage.
All day long.
You can definitely use that to your advantage. One is that you can laugh and joke about that by showing that you understand her world and that you're familiar with beautiful women and what their days are like or what it's like at a convention like this, you can separate yourself from those other guys. You can imply very quickly that you're the cool guy in the room full of nerds. And that can be powerful. I mean, it's in a way, it's a good thing because there's vast armies of guys that really don't know how to approach her or interest her. So when you show some level of competence, she'll remember you. You'll be like the cool guy from E3.
Just to go back to the cosplayers a little bit, or, you know, I guess there's not going to be booth babes, but, you know, that type of woman, you know, is you've studied the female psyche, I guess, pretty elaborately to get your love system together. So what is it about women that makes them want to do this, makes them want to put themselves on display and, you know, wear the sexy outfits and that? I mean, are they just doing it for the money, or are they, you know, are they, like, just really craving attention? Is it a low self-esteem thing? Do you have any ideas about what motivates that?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be different. I mean, obviously, there's going to be individual differences. But in general, women crave validation. Men do too, but it's a different form of validation. I mean, all humans crave it. But women, a lot of women love being validated for their looks. I mean, they can complain about all the unwanted attention, but it's still a position where, you know, you can go, you can get dressed up, you can play a role, and you're going somewhere where there's no social consequences to what you do. I mean, this is why a lot of women, you know, get dressed up in very sexy outfits for Halloween, because everyone else is doing it, so there's no social consequences.
That's like the one time of year it's acceptable to go out looking like that, even though maybe they might want to go out like that more often.
Exactly. Or, you know, sometimes you'll see a group of like 8 women all going out dressed really sexy, and that's because they're all doing it, so there's no social consequences. I mean, women, friendships between women are very different than friendships between men, and there's often, especially in larger groups, an undercurrent of judgmentalness, and women are more social than men, and it's very important for women to be able to fit into their social groups and to not have other people judging them. So a lot of times women are more conservative than they'd otherwise like to be. But it's something like this where, you know, you can play the role, you can get in costume, it's all socially acceptable, it's fun, but it's still kind of role-playing. It's not necessarily who you are, it's playing the role. That can be very fun and exciting for a woman.
So when they're sort of out in a pack like that, you know, sort of reinforcing each other, how do you break one off from the herd? And, you know, I mean, because like really, like, say you're looking at this group of 8 super hot chicks, and really, like, you would go home with any one of them, you know?
And you cannot...
How do you figure out which one, you know? How do you approach... It seems like a lot more... they seem a lot more unapproachable in a herd like that.
Well, the first thing you do is don't go in with the attitude of separating one from the herd. Okay. You actually have... For the most part, her friends are going to have to like you or at least be neutral to you, or you'll have 7 cock blocks on your hand.
Uh-oh.
So when you approach, if there's a large group... Approach the entire group. Don't come in with the idea of, I'm going to swoop this one off. Talk to all of them. Don't betray any specific interest in any one of them. Ask them how they know each other. Find out a little bit about them. And you'll get a sense of which ones are responding the most to you, which ones aren't necessarily available, or which ones just have crappy logistics. Because if you're looking for, you know, maybe a same-night encounter, the woman that's driving with her sister, you know, 40 minutes back to the suburbs, may be less of a good candidate than the one that, you know, lives around the corner.
Okay, well, do you have any last advice for game editors hitting up E3, or anybody really hitting up E3 or Comic-Con?
Well, I'd love for you guys to visit lovesystems.com. It's all one word, lovesystems.com. We have a bunch of free podcasts on that and a big publications library with articles and how-to guides for meeting women. And I just love to spread the word.